That's our goal, is to make sure that not just Judy down the street or Johnny up the street, who maybe has done something in this area, is there to talk about something that might happen. But we have an expert, like we have a banker, we have a fireman, we have a policeman, we have people from FEMA, from Homeland Security. We have meteorologists. In fact, if people have a weather radio that they've never been able to get it to function right, they can take it there that day and have it programmed. But the goal, this started 5 years ago with the idea that there was no place to go to ask the questions, whether it's a personal emergency, like suddenly we lost a job, or maybe the house caught on fire, or a tornado's coming, or an ice storm, or whatever. If you have a five-minute warning, what do you grab? What do you do? We have part of a disaster kit that's available. We call it a starter kit because besides a few items in there in a bag, there will be a list of what the rest of the things you need to put in there to personalize it to yourself. Child ID, a free children's area. So the kids can be involved in things while mom or dad take turns running around. And we have as many things. Well, we have 65-plus booths this year. The American Red Cross will be having a blood drive. And other than the university, we have the largest blood drive for them in this area. And people can walk in starting actually Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock until 7 that evening. And then starting again Saturday morning on August 27th, they can come in and donate blood. And we know blood donations are needed every day. Maybe the blood will be kept in our area. Maybe it'll be taken up to Joplin. But it's going to be used somewhere.
Well, you mentioned Joplin. And when you look back at the past, certainly the past 6 or 7 months, but you look back at the past 24 months of this area, from an ice storm to an afternoon in Fayetteville when streets that are normally used by cars were suddenly raging torrents of water, and then you think about Joplin, I imagine more than ever for the people in this area, this is a relevant, you know, everyone admits that emergencies can happen, but after the past several months, I think people really know emergencies can happen.
We hope that people are thinking. We hope that we are a very popular place to be from 9 o'clock in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon on August 27th. We're ready. We'll have a free lunch for them. Admission is free. We want them to come and ask those questions and walk around inside, walk around outside, because every place we can put something related to an emergency, we will have it there. We'll even have presentations with guest speakers starting at 9:30. The emergency management director for Benton County, Robert McGowan, will give a presentation about emergency management in our area. And I'm sure it's similar for Washington County. So it'll be related information. And then at 10:30, we'll have Josh Billis, who's over the Benton County Alert System. How does that function? What does it mean? I know personally, I live in Bella Vista, and we had a water main break in that big flooding rainstorms that we had for a while. And so we had to boil water for 2 weeks. Well, we wouldn't have known about it if we hadn't gotten that robocall or the alert system call to let us know.
So this will let people know which services they can sign up for, how they work.
Exactly, exactly. And then at 11:30, the Benton County Fire Marshal will talk about how we should be preparing our property. We've had a dry spell, and there's been a burn ban. What does that mean? How does it happen? What triggers that? And Bella Vista is a very wooded area. We have other wooded areas down here in Washington County. And so what should we be doing? What should we be preparing with winter coming on? How should we get ready for some of these strange storms that we might get with ice?
An ice storm.
Mm-hmm. Power lines down,
18
whatever.
To 24 inches of snow on your roof.
Exactly. We have tried to think, and I say we, the committee that organizes this. This is sponsored by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It's at 1101 McCollum. You won't miss it because you'll have fire engines and helicopters and big banner and everything else you can imagine out there. And people ready and willing and trained to answer questions.
And even though you're on the Arkansas side of the border, if people are in McDonald County or if
right.
people are, you know, west in Oklahoma, mm-hmm. this is open to Because, I mean, emergency preparedness is pretty much universal.
Right. Well, I'm the community specialist for the Public Affairs Committee that's helping organize this event. And so me and other members of the committee, we've been going to all of the city council meetings. And I'll be going to Anderson, Missouri this afternoon to their city council meeting to invite them. And this is what we want to do, is invite everyone in Northwest Arkansas. I've been out to Huntsville. The information has gone to Berryville. We want everyone to come. We want to be so prepared in this area, maybe Mother Nature will skip around us.
But if it doesn't.
Exactly. If not, we'll be ready.
The emergency or the disaster starter kit, mm-hmm. that helps you know what to have in that box if you do only have 5 minutes, if you do only have a couple of minutes to go.
Exactly.
Passport, birth certificates.
Things like that, plus food or granola bars or
water, something
to entertain the kids in the house. Because what are you going to do if the power is out for 5 hours and suddenly they have no TV? They have nothing to do.
Yeah, you're right. There are different levels of survival. You're right. Yes.
There are different kinds of survival, and mom and dad have to survive too. And that means the kids have to survive. Maybe it's baby formula, some packages in there that then you want to rotate when those dates expire. But it's information like that that will be in the starter kit. There'll be a little tiny, and I say tiny because there isn't that much in it, but a personal first aid kit that could go in your purse, could go in dad's briefcase or his suitcase when he's traveling or something to be with him. So not just at the house, but again, there should be information with that to say the rest of the story of what you need.
Now, there are more than 60 booths. So people, as you mentioned, there's a banker, there are other experts, personnel, so you can bounce back and forth depending on the specific questions you have.
Yes, and every car that comes in will be given a packet of information with a map inside of where things are located. So if you say, well, I need information for my family, there's a whole list of booths for family. There are booths that are government-related, emergency services, medical, whatever. But not only will you have a list and the booth description and number, but then you'll have a map of where to find that booth.
There is also, is there a website?
There is a website. And it is nwapreparednessfair@gmail.com. Or if people want to talk to someone, Amy Weir will answer the questions at 479-640-1981.
Saturday the 27th.
Saturday the 27th.
9 to 2.
9 to 2.
It's on McCollum, which is not that far off 540.
It's right along 540, the frontage road, exit 88, west side. There's a new gas station on the corner that you just go around that and go north. And we hope to see lots of people there. We'd love to run out of things because we've had so many people ready to get prepared. You know, if you go to www.ready.gov, there's information there that anyone can look up for themselves also. But it also might generate some questions for them.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.